The DA's alternative budget sets out how we will rescue the South African economy from an utterly failed ANC government that has brought our economy to its knees through its failed economic policies and gross mismanagement of the public finances. We will provide tax incentives to entrepreneurs and small businesses in particular to ensure that they can get onto their feet, they can remain sustainable, and they can generate the jobs that our economy needs. It is the small business sector that is going to generate the jobs that we need, and it is not government that is going to do that. Government is unable to create jobs. What government needs to focus on is building the infrastructure that will facilitate a growing economy. The DA will take immediate steps to resolve the energy crisis by ensuring that Eskom is unbundled and that private partnerships are entered into, and also that more privately procured energy can be included into our grid as soon as possible. This will ensure that we can get business working as it should and not have government getting in their way. The DA will focus also on managing the mounting debt crisis facing our economy by cutting back on expenditure that is not necessary. For example, the never-ending bailouts to the bankrupt state-owned enterprises, and also containing the bloated public sector wage bill, especially the millionaire manager who is not adding any value to the public sector and crowding out wages for frontline service providers who are actually providing service to the public. We will also ensure that government does not raid the risk reserve of the Reserve Bank to ensure that we remain sustainable in the event that there is a global situation that requires an intervention from the Reserve Bank. It is utterly unacceptable that government would want to raid the reserve and place our economy at risk at a time when it is not growing and the global economic circumstances are also not conducive. It is simply a move in an attempt by government to fund election promises and also to try to plug the massive gaps that it has in paying back the mountain of debt that it has accumulated. In that way, it is cutting back very heavily on basic service delivery to the most vulnerable South Africans as a result of their mismanagement. The DA will also absolutely guarantee that social security grants will continue and they will be increased in some instances. For example, the child grant will be increased to the poverty line. And also, we will look at ensuring that the social relief of distress grant can continue and evolve in time into a job seekers grant to ensure that the most vulnerable South Africans are provided with support in an economy that isn't growing. The DA government will grow the economy, which means that there will be more jobs available, less requirement for social support, and better access to food for households who are currently battling a never-ending increasing cost of living that is driving food off their tables and making it more expensive to pay for their housing bonds, their car loans, education. Everything in our economy has got more expensive as a result of government's mismanagement. We will cut taxes by increasing the zero-rated food basket, and also we will cut back on the taxes on fuel to make it less expensive for people to buy food in South Africa. The never-ending cost of living crisis is the worst that we have faced in living memory, and it is time now that the people do to government what government has done to them. Government has not responded because it simply does not care. A vote for the DA is a vote for a better future.